Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I received a message on the Tim and Jess Instagram, and I know that...
It's a safe space.
Yes.
Shoot them through at any time.
I also know you don't have access to Instagram for some reason.
I just don't understand why no one wants to give me the password.
I've given you the password many times.
Yeah, but I can't log in to get the password. But yeah, like, send them through. Jess will get through all the messages that
I
come through.
I do love all the messages that come through because sometimes we get little hidden gems. And Lockie from Teasdale sent us a beautiful message the other day.
Lockie's a star.
He is a star. And he said, hey, guys, I think you might enjoy this new cocktail. It's coming out of the Northern Territory. And it was a link to an article. Basically, in the Northern Territory, they have released these new cocktails that are dim sim cocktails.
Oh, what do you mean?
Seeing as we're professionals, Tim.
What do you mean? What is that, Jess? What is that? And you just poured soy sauce into a wine glass and put half a dimmy on the rim? Because if you have, I'm too close to dinner for this.
Would you let me finish?
Okay.
Seeing as we are professionals,
okay,
and I am 28, nearly 29 weeks pregnant.
Right.
I decided to make the mocktail version of this.
Okay.
So the cocktail version calls for vodka, vermouth, soy sauce, and a spritz of lemon.
It's a very salty style drink.
I replaced the vodka and vermouth with natural spring water.
Oh, so it's watered down soy sauce. Oh, cheers.
And I didn't have a cocktail shaker, so I made it right in the glass. I gave it a little stir.
Oh,
And then, yeah, as you said, I've garnished it with a mini dim sim on the rim.
Okay, so, again, if you're new to the Tim and Jess show, g'day, welcome. Like, sometimes you'll hear radio shows and they'll be like, oh, yeah, this new food's come out. It's delicious. We gave it a go. We don't lean into that.
No.
This is
why Lockie has sent us this. Because he's like, I need you to try this so I don't have to. And so,
Jess, now, well,
I've given you a generous pour.
I'm going to. You have, my dear. I'm just going to grab that. I just want to say, like, we're not actually going to be able to celebrate over a cocktail for a while.
Because
you're pregnant
true.
Now and you'll be breastfeeding most likely. So cheers to you.
Cheers.
My guy, love your guts. Cheers. Nice. Clinkety dink.
Have a little sippy sip.
All right. Just quickly, do I... Oh, it's got a quite
give her a swirl. You're supposed to serve it in a martini glass. Again, I didn't have that. It's in a wine glass.
Am I meant to like have a nosh on the...
Oh, some good legs on that one.
Yes, you say, Jess, she's a leggy bitch. Am I meant to... So I'll drink the cocktail and then am I meant to follow
And then
to
you can have a bite of the dim sim.
A nibble of the dim.
Yeah.
A nibble of the dimmy. All right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Bottoms up.
3, 2, 1. Oh. It's not as bad as you'd think it would be.
Oh, but it's not as good as you want it to be.
I feel like much like everything when you're pregnant, it would be much better with vodka. How is the dimmy?
The dim sim is the best part so far. Mm. It's a real standout.
Now have a sip while you've got dim sim in your mouth.
I'm going to dip it.
That's actually lovely.
May I present to you a dim sim with watered down soy sauce, my friend? In a wine glass.
Cheers.
Honestly.
Thank you, Lockie.
At this point, I wish you just kept it as soy sauce because like now I'm lacking the soy for my dimmy.
But do you like the spritz of lemon, though?
Not
it's
at
zesty.
All. No. Oh,
it's a zesty
God.
Finish.
I know we're trying to get through lemons at the moment because a lot of lemon trees are bearing their fruit, but I don't know if this is the way to do it. Okay, I'm going to take a big...
Okay.
Big mouthful with the dip inside it.
That's the face of someone who says, yum, make me another, sir.
Thanks. Anyway, don't send any messages to the Instagram page.
It's
not necessary.
Through.
Not necessary at all. Lockie from Teasdale, that's a warning. That's...
I think, bring them down. There should be a cafe in Geelong that does this.
What, watered down soy sauce and dim sim? Or the dim sim cocktail.
I mean, it's the most interesting mocktail I've ever tried.
It's something, I'll give you that. All right, I'm going to go get some chewing gum. It's Tim and Jess driving you home.
Thanks, Lockie.
There's going to be a video of that. Yeah, the camera guy's looking at me. I wonder why he wandered in here. Check out our socials at KROCK Geelong. I don't have the password for that either, so I won't see your feedback.
This is Tim and Jess.
You've probably spoken about the fog today.
Yes.
That's taken place over Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine over the last few days, in particular yesterday around midday when the Corio Bay and Eastern Beach were still covered in fog. You go, it's pretty late. to have not see the sun. You know?
Yep.
In certain areas, like, it's obviously fog's just like...
You're used to that early morning fog.
Yeah. But when it hangs around, I think after 9, if fog is still about, that's when the chatter...
Yeah.
It's coming up everywhere. I got to describe fog to somebody for the first time, which I didn't... Like, it's all these things. When you have a child...
Yeah.
And they're asking questions.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't have remembered what fog was.
Good. Yeah, so this is the thing. Like, was very confused this morning in particular. Son Jack just turned 2, and he was like, "What's outside, Dad? What's outside?" And I said to him, I was like, that's fog, mate. And sometimes I catch myself being a little bit too...
Literal
yeah. with him. I go, well, now sit here, son. So fog, it's like the clouds.
Right? Yeah.
But essentially, this is what I wanted to... My point is, so I was explaining to my 2-year-old what fog is. I was like, "Oh, well, fog, mate, it's actually just clouds that are down here. Like, normally we look
they're
up and
they're falling out of the sky.
Yeah, they're falling out of the sky." But I didn't want to say falling out of the sky because that seemed a bit like...
Drastic
yeah. panic. And so I'm like, you remember how we, like, sometimes we lie on the lawn or we go to the park and we light and we point up and we go, "Look at the clouds. Like, what shapes are those?" Those kind of things. And he's going, "Yeah." I got no idea what he's tainting it, but I'm on a roll here, and I'm going, I'm describing fog to my toddler. This is my dream. And I think I've hit it on the head. Fog is, it's just lazy clouds.
Oh, they're too lazy to float.
Because get up there. Your job as a cloud is to be in the sky.
Yeah.
What are you doing down here with me? Come on.
Why does fog happen? Did you Google it?
No, because this is the thing where you have...
I've nailed it. I don't need it. No further research required.
So, to me, because like when... And I was thinking about this after I dropped him off at daycare. So, I was still on it. I was like, when you're... If you're describing someone... Someone's like, "How are you feeling?" You go, "I'm feeling a bit foggy."
Mm.
You're a bit lost. So, that's already... That's the fog. The clouds are meant to be up in the sky. They're lost. They're down on our level here at ground. At sea level, right?
Sure.
And then sometimes you're just feeling a bit like lethargic, a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
Fog is lazy clouds.
Yeah, but if I've been sitting on the couch all afternoon and someone says, "How are you feeling, Jess?" I'm not going to say, "Oh, I'm feeling a bit foggy."
Bit foggy. Yeah, I think you could. I think you would say that. And I didn't feel like I needed to investigate why fog happens.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things where you go, like, I was explaining this to someone the other day. Like, we just look up at clouds and just go, yeah. But imagine if we never had clouds and then all of a sudden... clouds just started floating in the sky. You'd be freaking out.
Yeah, but see, like, the thing that, you know, and maybe you can be my daddy for a second.
Damn it, Jess. I really don't like when you call me daddy.
You know when, like, you know, okay, clouds, they dissipate and we get rain.
I'm surprised,
like,
you said dissipate, if I'm being honest.
Let me finish, daddy. Yeah. So the rain comes down from the clouds, right? And so when you walk through fog, why don't you get wet?
Well, there's moisture in the air. Like, it's not a steam room, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I feel like fog should be more wet. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's the same clouds, why aren't I getting just saturated walking through the fog?
So here's fog, right? When fog forms, when warm, moist air cools air to its dew point, causing water vapor to condense into tiny water droplets that are suspended in the air near the ground. So it's similar to how clouds form, but fog occurs near the Earth's surface. Now, I didn't research that. That's just come back to me right now in my brain.
Yeah.
But yeah, you...
No, you definitely weren't reading off a screen. You still haven't explained why I'm not wet from the fog.
I can push you in Bowen River if you want to get wet when it's foggy. Or I can take you to Eastern Beach and I can walk you.
If it's tiny water droplets, are they so tiny that they don't cling to me? Is that...
Yes. Yes, my child. That is exactly what fog is and why. That's why you're not getting wet.
Yep.
Because you're too oily for the water to
mix. You know, right. You know, I hadn't considered being so greasy.
You know how oil and water don't mix?
Just so greasy.
See, you're going to love being a parent. It's so fun.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I, over the weekend, received an invitation, another birthday party.
Okay.
Receiving a lot of kids' invitations at the moment. It seems to be a busy time of the year.
Yeah.
But this one was pretty special because it's my little nephew, my little godson. It's his first birthday.
Turning 1 end of the month?
Yes, end of September. His actual birthday is the 25th of September.
Okay.
But the party is going to be that Saturday.
Fun.
Which is the 27th of September. That one day in September.
I hate that I know immediately.
Do you know exactly what the 27th is?
Yeah, well, that's grand final day, my guy.
Yep. So my brother and my sister-in-law, they sent around invitations to all the family group chats yesterday. And I'm getting all these notifications, ping, 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 ping. Everyone's getting their invitations saying, yep, no worries, we'll be there. And then one of my cousins points out, you know this is grand final day, yeah?
And your brother's a huge Hawks fan.
Massive Hawks fan. Like, huge. If they make finals, well, which I don't know. But
even not. Like, he knows.
He understands that footy's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so I reached out.
You don't know footy and you know it's a big deal.
It's the one game of footy every year that I'm guaranteed to watch from start to finish. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I didn't realize. I didn't put the connection together until my cousin had mentioned that. And then slowly family members are like, hey, already got plans. Sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to try and make it because it starts at 12, the party.
Well, grand final, like, the game doesn't start till 2:30.
2:30, yeah. So,
as per traditionalists.
So my brother said there'll be plenty of time for us to have lunch, cut the cake, and then watch the grand final.
Seems tight. Tight turnaround.
It does, right? It does. And I said, why didn't you, like, put it on... The Friday is a public holiday.
Public holiday?
You know, a lot of people still be working, but...
Could do the Sunday.
Could do the Sunday. Nope, smack bang in the middle of the long weekend.
If you wanted to
on
go
grand
away,
final day.
Sorry. No, like, I get it. Like, it's the week. It's a Saturday. To me, Saturday seems like a birthday party day. And it's your kid's first birthday. Like, it's a celebration really for them as well.
Of course.
As much as it is for your nephew.
And, like, the whole theme, it's like a Hawthorne Hawks themed first birthday. So,
oh, God, you're providing a lot on this. Yeah. Lordy.
You really want them to get into the final. That'd be really handy for the theme. But yeah, it got me thinking, can you have a birthday party on grand final day?
Well, the thing is, even the people sending messages saying, hey, sorry, I already have plans. Like, they don't, but they do. Because
yeah.
It's like, look, I don't know exactly what I'll be doing on grand final day, but I know.
But I know come 2:30, I'll be watching it on a screen somewhere.
If my sister or a sister-in-law, brother-in-law had their kid's first birthday party on grand final day, I would be... I'm very disappointed in myself that I know that I'd go... I'd say something.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, guys, it is his grand final
day. Did you... Because you've said to me in the past that if you were invited to a wedding on grand final day,
boy,
you wouldn't go.
Would have to be... There's only one person left who'd... Of all my mates that haven't got married yet.
Yeah.
It was my best mate. And if
you'd probably be his best man.
Yeah.
And yours.
And if he put his wedding down grand final day, I'd say, you've clearly been...
You've lost your mind.
You've lost your mind. You're not of sound mind and body. And we need to get you out of here.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Like, so it's a weird thing. Because it is, at the end of the day, even if you're not into footy... It's just a game of footy.
Like, obviously, I'll be going because he's my nephew and my godson. I have to be there.
Yeah, condolences.
Thank you.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Some huge news came through. I think it was on Thursday or Friday. I missed it. Or I saw it, but I didn't read the fine print.
I saw it this weekend and I thought, must discuss this on the show. But I want you to take this update for us.
It's pretty... I've got some shanoozy about Shaboozy. So we have been for over a year now trying to get Shaboozy on the show. So we were playing Shaboozy songs. Now, I've got a heap of them here. So this song came out early last year. We were playing it months before any other radio station in the country. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a hit. When we did K-Rock Wrapped last year, I think that was in the top... Five
Definitely.
Or four songs. Yeah. And every song we played here at the radio
station. The first
station.
Time we ever played that song, you back announced and said, that is music.
It is. And it's I stand by that still is music. You know, he's also got good news. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody also, this new one with Miles Smith as well. And look, it's just, it gets better and better with Shaboozy. Now, Shaboozy's never been to Australia, and we were trying to make that happen. We were just like, hey, before you come here, we would just love to chat to you over Zoom, mm-hmm. over the phone.
Big fans.
Huge fans. He is supporting Jelly Roll when Jelly Roll comes to the country, I believe later this year. There's like some festival that Jelly Roll is doing,
mm-hmm.
and Shibuzi is supporting him. So he's got a couple of shows in Melbourne as well, or a single show in Melbourne, and Shibuzi is going to open for him. So when I saw that, I sent a message to poor Chris, who runs the music department here at the radio station. He was off.
I'm surprised he hasn't blocked any of your emails at this point.
So he had a little bit of influenza A last week.
Yeah, just a little.
And we have been chatting because I said, well, surely now, Chris, the wheels are in motion. We have been speaking to Shibuzi's team for over a year now. We sent like a monthly email just being like, hey, still here.
I believe they sent the last email they sent back to us was, when he's in the country, we'll let you know.
So I reached out today to, and I'm not going to say the name of the PR company and the people that I'm managing. I was just like, hey, hope you're going well. Saw over the weekend, our man Shibuzi is coming down under this year later on with Jelly Roll. Epic, trying to seem like not too desperate. was wondering if we maybe get some time with him, Zoom, over the phone, or when he's in country, when he's in Melbourne,
bring him down.
Bring him to Geelong. We could come up to Melbourne to see him. I received an email 13 minutes ago.
Oh!
Hello.
This is hot off the press.
It is. It's huge news. Tim, I'm chatting with blank. Now, this is like the next level between like his reps and him.
Okay.
I'm chatting with blank tomorrow to see what can be done pre-tour and on ground. I'll let you know once I know. Now, I've been fobbed off before, and it doesn't feel
like... this doesn't feel like a fob off.
This is no... The fob is on. I'm feeling very fob on, and I am super confident that we could get Shibuzi on the show.
Well, the Rod Laver Arena show is Tuesday, October 28th.
Now, so when you got pregnant, did you even think that... Like,
I didn't even think about this. I'm so sorry. Just another...
It's going to feel weird with someone else. What if they don't like him as much?
Well, he's still got another 6 weeks to get on the show before he should touch us down.
Well, that's what my aim is. I want to get him pre-boots on ground and what boots he will be wearing, mind you. The finest of all.
The finest.
Maybe we can get him in a nice like custom Akubra.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Being here in Australia.
With a big K for K-Rock on the front.
No.
Bedazzled.
I just don't think putting K on anything... probably a good idea in that sense when it comes to Shibuzi, but feelers are out there.
Yes.
So I'm again not feeling fobbed off, feeling fobbed on.
Okay.
So there's definitely something happening here. We are hopeful. We have our fingers crossed.
Can we have another update tomorrow when you get another email?
Well, this is the thing. I can't press now because it's like, I'll let you know once I know. So we can't be too keen. This is why.
So if we haven't heard anything in a week from now.
Yes, this is why you were alone for so long. Okay. Too keen. You've just got to play it cool, man.
My husband loved it.
Yeah. All right. So watch this space. This is Tim and Jess. You've probably heard or thought a lot about the fog that's been taking place across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine in the last few mornings. And even like we saw yesterday and somewhat today, like hanging around till midday in some areas.
You've been obsessed with this fog today.
Anytime, I think I said it earlier, anytime fog hangs around after 9 a.m., it's like, oh, yeah, what's going on here? Meant to be seeing things at this time, but the fog says no.
Yeah.
We have discussed.
The fog says, how about a meter in front of you?
Yeah. Fog, I was on the ring road this morning between like 8 and 8:45. There were some parts, like as you get near the Belmont series exit, I was like, ha, I don't feel safe. This is that little, oh man, I can't see that white car in front of me. We did discuss earlier that for those of you that didn't know, fog is just a lazy cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? Get up in the sky. That's where clouds are meant to be. But you mentioned it briefly. There was a sighting in Ocean Grove this morning of something incredible.
Look, we love when people message us about these sightings.
Was this a message?
I received a message. That's how I found out
about
it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that someone reached out to you because we have a huge FRW on this show. It's only been going on for the last month or so, but people are reaching out probably twice a week. What is an FRW, Jess?
Fat Rainbow Watch.
The fatter the better.
Absolutely.
If you are seeing rainbows across Geelong, you need to be hitting us up.
Haven't seen any reports of... double rainbows, double fat rainbows.
Huge.
That'd be pretty incredible.
The reason that this is exciting news, and someone snapped a photo of this. I saw this in the Geelong Addy today, and you must have seen the photo that someone sent through. A white rainbow appeared in the fog at Ocean Grave this morning. Okay, so here's my couple of questions. Is it a white bow?
Ooh.
Or like a fog bow? Or a rain fog?
Well, nothing about rainbow implies that it's colourful. Like it's a bow of rain.
But it happens to show colour. Yeah, I know, but when you say rainbow, that implements all of the colours that you we associate with rainbow. Otherwise, it would just be called the light arch, you know? So when you say rainbow, to me, I'm thinking colours. But when it's all fog, it's a fog bow because it's a bowl of fog.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
And did we expect that fog bows were going to be on Fat Rainbow Watch?
No.
I'm scared to actually...
Not on my bingo card.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to really slow down. Fat Fog Bow Watch is now also a part of the Tim and Jess show.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I hated saying that. I'm not certain I didn't swear in some other language.
It is potentially going to be just as foggy tomorrow morning, so keep an eye out. Would love to hear.
Send the photos. We'll share them at our Instagram at K-Rock Geelong, because everybody needs to see fat rainbows, especially when they're littered in fog. Because a fog bow is...
That's rare.
You're 34, I'm 32. We've gotten through this life, to this point, never seen a fog bow.
Well, you were talking earlier about explaining what fog is to your son.
It was lazy clouds.
How do you explain a fog bow?
You know, some things aren't for words. Mm-hmm. Some things are just to experience. Now, I didn't see this in person. This is just photos and reports. So now I'm going to, potentially tomorrow morning, it's up Adam, Ocean Grove.
Yeah, let's go have a look.
Where's the fog bow? Again, I don't like saying it.
Fog bow.
Whoa. You see, it feels like a swear.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.